Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Brian Adams. On today's program, we are joined by State Senator Amy Sinclair to discuss matters affecting her district. You were scheduled to be at a public forum this past week, but unfortunately were unable to attend due to illness. But you've had the opportunity to meet a lot of your constituents at other similar forums, and what have they been telling you over the past few weeks?
I was sick last week. I'm so sorry. As you can probably tell from my voice, I'm still struggling a bit. This nasty bug that's going around just hangs on. So I do apologize for missing out there in Knoxville. But I've been at forums in Osceola and Sheraton, Corydon, Leon, and folks there are actually quite excited about how things are moving along in the legislature this year. They're pleased that we got education funding resolved so quickly and moving forward. And mostly they're just quiet. They don't have a lot of complaints about anything that's going on, and they're pleased with the steps we're taking moving Iowa forward.
What are some of the key things that you've dealt with this past week that were noteworthy?
One big bill we moved through Judiciary Committee this past week dealt with female genital mutilation of minor girls, and that became a big deal when the federal district court in Eastern Michigan struck down the federal law saying it was a state law enforcement issue. Iowa had no state law governing it, and so it's incumbent upon us to make sure we're protecting those young ladies from being harmed with a lifelong mutilation.
That's a terrible thing to contemplate, really, and it's hard for a lot of people outside particular cultures to understand why anybody would want to do that. And it's fortunate that there's some sort of law on the books now, isn't there?
It absolutely is. A similar bill was moving through the House as well, so I believe we'll get that passed through. There are some concerns about potentially driving the activity underground. I don't see that as happening because there currently is federal law. It's currently illegal. We're just making sure that Iowans continue to be protected following this court case.
A lot of schools have had to deal with closures due to the weather over the past few weeks, and it certainly has disrupted their schedules and their ability to finish on time. The state, of course, has standards that they have to meet, but is there any way the state can provide additional relief to some school districts which have had their schedules scrambled because of all this?
Well, honestly, you know, the governor's been asked to pardon days, if you will, to forgive days. She has no authority to do that, neither does the Department of Ed. If anything were to happen, it would have to come out of the legislature. When I spoke with my colleagues about it, and my sentiment as well, is that a few years ago when we offered the opportunity for school districts to change their schedules from a day's schedule to an hour schedule, we gave them the opportunity to make sure that they were covered in situations like this. Now, I will say that this has been extreme, no arguments about it. But the reality of it is we want our kids educated, right? We want to make sure that these kids are learning as much as they possibly can in the time that they have there. So to remove days based on weather, it's not something that myself nor my caucus was really interested in doing. We are interested in schools being as flexible as possible with their schedules, whether that means adding time to the morning or the afternoon scheduling each day, whether that means not taking a spring break, whether that means adding Saturdays to the schedule. School districts have the authority to do all of those things locally, and especially with the change from days to hours, they have even more flexibility in making it work, making the situation work for their students and their families that they serve, while still educating the kids that they have that obligation to do so.
What are you looking ahead to over the next few weeks, education-related? A lot, I'm sure, coming up on your committee's plate. Is there anything in particular that you're going to be keying on?
Sure. The next few weeks, we'll be continuing to work on a concurrent enrollment bill that helps to support students as they seek those college-level credits during high school, and also helps the schools to make sure they're facilitating that properly and with appropriate funding, as well as adding in a piece that allows non-public schools to contract directly with their community colleges, opening access for additional students there. All of those things are important as we talk about the Future Ready Iowa and making sure we have a skilled workforce at the availability for employers as we go forward into the future. We won't get 70% of Iowans with degrees or certificates if we aren't opening up the options for those folks to do that. Additionally, we'll be working on some bills that look at child mental health and suicide detection and prevention. Senate File 270, which was introduced by Senator Schneider, went through committee this past week, or went through subcommittee this past week, and we'll look at it in committee this coming week, that the health and wellness class that students already take in high school, that they add additional a focus in there on mental health as well, so that they're helping students identify for themselves when they're in need and how they might reach out to get help if they're feeling in a position of hopelessness. And so that's a really big issue that's coming forward. And just looking at continuing to look at ways that we can return control of educating kids to the local district. So we'll have some more home rule type legislation coming out as well. All big things that'll be coming up within the next couple of weeks as we approach fall.
Thanks to State Senator Amy Sinclair for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.